listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you might have heard of or seen the Mormon Channel video series Two Brothers, or its sequel, Two Brothers Two. It's a series that is actually part of a bigger documentary project by Seattle filmmaker Rick Stevenson called The 5,000 Days Project. Over several years, Stevenson filmed and interviewed several young people about their lives, their fears, triumphs, sorrows, and what it means to grow up in our world today. The Two Brothers series specifically followed four brothers, Stevenson's nephews, Sam, Luke, Tommy, and Joseph, as they navigated adolescence and their relationships together. Stevenson was able to follow the three oldest boys, Sam, Luke, and Tommy, on their respective missions to Chile, Cambodia, and the Baltics, and show viewers firsthand what it's like serving a mission in a foreign country. Stevenson was also able to capture both Sam and Luke getting married and transitioning into that new phase in their lives. And he doesn't pull any punches. It's a very real, unfiltered view of what life is like for young LDS people growing up today. Recently, Stevenson sat down with Ruth Todd on an episode of the Mormon Channel radio series Conversations to discuss his experiences with this project.
Overall in the project, I've learned that the real story is age 13 and 14.
Why so?
Because that's when kids decide who they're going to be. I also learned...
And this is across the board?
Across
the board. All those 60 kids that you talked to?
Across the board.
Okay.
I also learned that every kid, when they go through that period, goes through long sort of periods of feeling very alone, like they're the only one going through these crises because they are too old to, you know, sort of talk to their parents now, so they think, and too young to talk to each other. There's sort of this empty period right in between where they just feel very lonely. And the great thing about the 5,000 Days Project and the number of stories we have coming out of it is that I think a child's going to be able to see any one of these stories and pick out issues in their own life and realize that these kids survived it, that they are not alone, that you can make it through despite how bad it feels right now.
Again, Two Brothers is a touching series that has positively affected thousands of viewers all over the world. The final episode has just aired, but if you would like to see any of the other episodes, just visit MormonChannel.org. It's really quite remarkable a feat to have this kind of record keeping done for someone's life. If you've gotten into thinking about capturing your own family history for posterity, remember this quote from Elder Marlon K. Jensen of the First Quorum of the 70. He said, "Someone once said that a people can be no greater than its stories. There are great stories in our history that deserve to be known and taught at church and at home. The lessons of Kirtland, the trials of Missouri, the triumphs and eventual expulsion of the saints from Nauvoo, and the westward trek of pioneers are the stories that inspire Latter-day Saints in every land and language. But there are equally moving stories about the rise and progress of the church and the impact of the gospel in the lives of ordinary members in every nation touched by the restored gospel. These need recording and preserving as well. Many of the church's greatest stories are contained in personal and family histories, and these are a part of our individual family heritages." And of course, for more ideas about how to do your own family history, check out the Mormon Channel weekly radio program, Extreme Genes. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.